It stalks those you feel joy and happiness, and feeds off misery and self-doubt. Until they're dead, they can no longer scream or shout. It skulks around in the shadows, waiting for the sounds of a lover with a broken heart, or a mother crying for her lost child. It can be so close, but you never know, for no one is that smart. The wolf knows all good things must come to an end. He finds couples that are in love and just waits. When one gets their heart broken and waits for it to mend, the darkness provides a perfect place for the wolf to strike. This poem was written by Born Frustrated, and I think the poem represents the sculpture and its history. Howl is a sculpture made by Louis. It represents the U.S.-Mexican border dispute over illegal immigration. There is a wolf or coyote that is starving on a rock, howling with his noise pointing up, probably to the moon, with red eyes. I chose this sculpture because I love wolves ever since elementary. In fact, I thought it was some kind of werewolf in elementary school. It was my favorite piece of art in the whole gallery when we went there for the first time in third grade. When I look at it and know what it's about, I feel really, really sad and really fortunate about being alive and not having to go through the hardships. I think the wolf represents a person in Mexico asking for food but not getting any, since he looks hungry with his ribs showing. But he is hungry and impatient. He wants to find a job and make a living, so he has to do anything to support him and his upcoming family. It is made up of fiberglass, acrylic, and urethane. Lewis made this sculpture representing the U.S. and Mexican border disputes and its tensions. You can find this sculpture in the 21st Century Gallery in the Spencer Art Museum. Lewis was born in El Paso, Texas on July 30, 1940. His grandfather was a glassblower in Mexico. His father also wanted to be an artist and ran a sign shop. Lewis started working when he was six, being familiar with industrial materials such as fiberglass and paints. Lewis loved working with fiberglass and uses it mostly in his art. The border between the United States and Mexico stretches 3,145 kilometers from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. Some places, the border is only marked by a sign or a fence. In others, there's a barbed wire and tall steel barriers. The objective of these barriers is to reduce illegal immigration in the U.S. Mexicans flee from extreme poverty in Mexico. Half of U.S. illegal immigrants are from Mexico. Most immigrants die in the Tijuana, San Diego from exposure. There's severe weather everywhere in this area. The Saharan Desert receives very little rain and has very hot days with few trees for shade. It's also very, very cold at night, reaching the 32 degrees. Lewis made this sculpture trying to show how the Mexican and U.S. border is a depressing issue right now. The deaths include dehydration, heat stroke, or hypothermia. A very sad and depressing journey to America and its history with this art piece. This has been Evan Ordway with another Bulldog Podcast.